is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin top.
It's brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kalik, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. All right, Mr. Producer, long time no see. You had to brace up my headphones, but hey, good to see you, man. I know I see you. Football season started by 3 weeks. If you count preseason, that's why you surface. I know what's going on with you. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We got lots to talk about. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Abaco. I think Roscoe should be chimed in. All right, so we'll be getting him in short order. Like as ASAP. Just a couple of things I got to get out of the way. Because you know how you all go. Biggest and best minds in the business. So let's get you your trivia. Get that out of the way. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Lunch and dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. And, of course, Dunkin' Donuts coupons. All right? So, here we go. This is what you're working with today. We got a caller at the gate? Day hot today. I ain't got a word out edgewise, and you all already blowing up the phone. Well, what's going on a Monday? Okay. Recent survey of 50 Bahamian families. Survey revealed that 45% said they will do this October. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You know how to get your answers in. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-2-PROVIDENCE. Grand Bahama, Abaco, any one of the family islands, toll free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com, cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's get this phone line, this phone call out the way real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, little brother, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
I'm all fine. I already spoke to Earl Thompson Jr., better known as Furley. You know, I'm going home tonight to write a letter on Warren McCarthy, you know? They ain't doing their job. We need to dismantle that. Because all these wrongness that they're doing in this country, I pop at the park again today. No, I asked the security woman.
No internet.
If I up. It ain't working.
No, sir.
But Warren, they can't warm me up off the talk show. And think now, my top pick, money pick, bosses, I can find out. And Naughty, and just before I go, and watch this now, I got my campy, I'm coming hard and I'm coming strong. You see, you know and I know that we got to wait the waste for the state in the Bahamas. The waste, bias. You can't talk, they bond those us. Plenty Tommy Tuckers.
Speak for some, not for all.
For the time being.
That don't mean, all I say like that.
I
speak for the some, not for all. I just making sure it's all good.
Yeah, not dang good for you. See, all these guys who say that they so go to the talk show, they don't come on the street and then be in town. You know, they go to Prize Island by the soft places. If they man and woman, they don't come on East Street and Bint and camp out at Adelaide, Gambia, and get some tongue lashing. Because some of them be talking about them dancing. People big don't let me know. Time to take my call, little brother.
All right, Big J. Double J, always good to hear from you, man. All right, let's get down to Abaco, man. I don't want this to get too far gone, and you know I got to talk to Abaco. Real quick, couple of things before I get you down. A little FYI, you know I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And this is no different. All right, don't forget, let's bucket together this summer with KFC, all right? Grab a bucket of delicious KFC fried chicken and kick back with friends and family, whether it's original, spicy, or barbecue. KFC has the flavors you crave. Remember, Bahamas, when you buckets, then we bucket together. Make sure you don't go through the summer without checking this one off your bucket list. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Sometimes you just got to say bucket, you know what I mean, and go to KFC. That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, don't forget Collect, all right? It's proud to be 50, so the Bear of the Bahamas has decided to give you the chance to win, to be one of five 1,000 cash prize winners. Every week, starting June 30th, you can enter to win 1,000 at participating liquor stores and bars. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect and write your name, number, and email and address on the back of your receipt and enter to win. All right? A couple more weeks left to go on our promotion, so good luck to all you Collect drinkers for sure. All right, let's get down to Abaco, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got Roscoe Thompson joining us from Abaco. Roscoe, what's good, man?
Where are you, buddy? What's up, man? You all right?
Oh, boy. I got to ask you, all good down there?
Yeah, man. Had a good weekend. Family, mom, and my brother were over, so it was good. Went in the boat.
And played
Doris.
No round two to the WWE America versus the Bahamas / Bahamian Haitian / the big capungalization in Abaco. No round two to that?
Not yet.
But I can't lie, Roscoe. That was entertaining. Not since the days of Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock on Monday Night Raw back in the day have I seen action like that with golf carts involved.
Yeah, but, you know, I saw a video of it, and it's unfortunate, you know. Let's just say that. I mean,
if you don't laugh about it, you're going to cry about it. But I just cringe for the tourism product, regardless of folks' nationality or so on and so forth.
Right.
Our tourist product and our brand got damaged again.
Well, it doesn't stop from getting damaged. That's the sad thing about it. It just seems like one thing right after another. It's just... where, you know, people complain, say I complain all the time. But, you know, it seems like we're on a downward spiral, you know? I mean, just in general, it doesn't seem like...
Across the entire archipelago, Roscoe, but then in some islands, it's more enhanced than others. And you see it in Abaco and Grand Bahama especially.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's... You know, I heard the report of a guy getting shot, you know, and had a monitor on him. What's he doing out at night, you know? I mean, that's the first thing that pops into my mind. You know, aren't you supposed to be under house arrest? You know, I don't know. Maybe he has stipulations.
But regardless, I mean, it's always a multitude involved. When you look over the last 2 years, Roscoe, maybe 2.5 years, the majority of these young men that are out on bail that end up, you know, falling victim to crime or to the streets, are being monitored with an ankle monitor.
Yep. You know, Alexander Fox always asks Wayne Monroe, Minister Monroe, what about CCTV? Where is our CCTV? I have to say that. I got to give Alexander Fox credit for that. All that money that we invested in on that should be helping us with some of this, you know, from... not just shootings, but just different things in general, crime in general.
Listen, if we have the resources, then we need to use them. If we have CCTV, we need to use it. We have spot shotter, we need to use it. Have the drones, we need to use them.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I don't want people to say I'm complaining all the time, but, you know, it's just, it seems like... you know, we take one step forward and eight steps back. I mean, it's just really... And you see something like that happen, and it goes on...
Too much water. I'm going to take a little bit out. Ain't no way these...
Look what that is. Roscoe, you still there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, man. I just come back off traveling and vacation, and it sounds like the war room cutting through. What's going on, Mr. Producer? Be good? Be safe? Or is there a ghost in the machine? But Roscoe, I got to ask, though, because a lot of people here have questions. You know, and I get them all like, hey, next time you get Roscoe, next time you get Abaco on, we need to ask him this, you need to ask him that. Well, the first and the most glaring one off of this weekend, what has become of that unfortunate video and those involved?
Well, I hear it's under investigation. That's all that I know of.
Hold on. Me and you getting abroad like that in the middle of Abaco, somebody getting locked up, though. Me or you?
Yeah, I mean... The thing about it is it surfaced that, and Jeremy Sweeten said something that was very true, is the police. We don't have the sufficient police, and I don't think there's a police station on Guanaki. Used to be. So that's part of the issue there, too. But from what I understand is there was some investigation that was done after that video went viral on Facebook and wherever else it went. Now, what's come about it? I will try to find out and see if I can get any information on that. But it's similar to that incident that happened 8 months. Well, not 8 months, six months ago with one of our MPs. You know?
Oh, you mean your prime minister?
Gone quiet, you know. Well, hey, let's not talk about our prime minister, man, because it seems he travels more than he's in the Bahamas, man.
Which prime minister are we talking about? Are we talking about the prime minister or the prime minister of Abaco?
Because I only know of one prime minister.
But I know of two. The one in Abaco, but he don't play, boy. He down in the mile of the yard, conky jaws down there. He is the PM. I hope Mr. Bender know what time it is, right? He better not talk. Conky almost right can't speak. He's the PM. He run the stuff.
let me say this. You know, Perry Christie saved his butt in that honoring of Hubert Ingram, you know. If you listen to Perry Christie's speech and saying how they were shunned away by the PLP because of their differences, I think that really took a lot of heat off of him because it you don't make a statement like that. That's like me saying, oh, I'm the PM of Abaco. You just don't make it. I mean, I might represent the office of the prime minister, but you don't make a statement saying I'm the PM of Abaco. There's only been one PM of Abaco that I know of besides the sitting prime minister, Brave Davis, was Hubert Alexander Ingram, and before that, or after that, was minister. You know, they were prime ministers of the Bahamas. But to sit there and say something like that, it really, and of course, you know, his name's been brought up in other things, so it's not surprising.
And a lot of people are saying that you know, this is a reflection of the PM's weak leadership because he has these MPs running amok all over the place, and. And I got Texas chiming in. This sounds like another PLP cover-up, Naughty. This sounds like going around a Kobe Davis driving incident. Perry Christie 2.0.
Think about it. Everything that has happened, you know, over the 2 years so far that Brave, you know, from Joe Kobe Davis to the hedge fund with, you know, to the borrowing of the money, and it's not a loan. And we're getting hit 5% interest on it, you know, and then they make a law after they borrow the money. I just don't understand. But, you know, you speak to some of these diehards and this administration has done amazing things in the 19 months that they've been in power. I've yet to see it because all I've seen is taxes and BPL bills going up. You know, I mean, you now have boat registration fees that are unbelievable.
Out of control.
What's that going to do to the fishermen? You know, to the people that fish, you know, for a living. It really dumbfounds me how this government, and I'm going to say this government, is treating Bahamians.
And all Bahamians are dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean,
Naughty, listen, I could go on and say, you know, hey, Abaco, Pelican Shores, it's unpaved. They've been promising. Oh, they're going to.
How many potholes y'all got down there? Y'all got a lot of potholes?
Listen, I don't think we have nurseries big enough nurseries are down here to fill in the potholes.
No, man.
Yeah.
You are beating us in potholes too, right? That ain't cool, man.
I don't know.
I thought we had some juicy potholes ourselves.
I don't know about that. It's hard.
In the Bahama pothole games, I thought New Providence was a strong contender.
They probably are. You know, they probably are. But it's just things like that that I don't understand. You know, I mean, it's dumbfounding, you know, that we're allowing our infrastructure to deteriorate and not putting money back into it, but we'll increase the travel budget for the sitting prime minister to go all over the world where that money could be used. An example, to fix the potholes. I mean, it might be a temporary fix, but, you know, it's mind-boggling.
Very much so. The repetitiveness of it, not only in Abaco and Grand Bahama and other areas, is just amazing. It's like, it's all buck up go with this administration.
Yeah, I mean, even over here, you know, I was out on the boat this past weekend for 4 days. Yet to see a Defense Force boat or a fisheries boat. And I know we've been getting a lot of complaints for them, a lot of the crawfish guys up in, you know, the north. People are working their traps, but there's no patrols. There's no nothing going on. So, it just makes you wonder, you know, where and what direction are we going in? And I don't think it's just happening here in Africa. I think it's, you know, throughout the Family Islands. Now, I could be wrong, but.
I tell you, but I mean, I still can't get over the amount of enemies that are so willing to shoot the country in the foot for personal gain, too.
Well, that.
Because it's got to, you know, that's part of the problem, Oscar, if we're being 100% honest, you know?
No, I.
We got some sellout Bahamians.
You got too many Bahamians fronting for going on in this country that's illegal. I mean, point blank, you know? I mean, I had a good friend of yours that you knew, Jamie Bethel, you know?
Yep.
We got. You know, we were talking about it this weekend. You know, you have so much going on in this country where you have Bahamians fronting for foreigners and the foreigners getting away with murder, and it's hurting the Bahamian businesses. You know, where do you draw the line?
And wherever you draw the line, people will continue to try across it.
No, I agree with you, Naughty. You're going to always have that 1% that's going to, you know, that's going to try do that. But when you look at an economy or you look at a place that's trying to get back on its feet and throughout the whole Bahamas, you know, you're trying to make this a better place, not just for Bahamians, but for visitors alike. And that's one thing I think we have fallen short on. You know, you could have 7 million cruise tourists come to the port, but if only half of them get off the boat, what does that do? I mean, government only collects on, they'll collect the departure tax, but, you know, it's not really bringing money to our economy in that way. You know, you have Gorda Key or, you know, what they call Castaway Key up here. You have Sandy Point and Moore's Island, you know, some of the best bone fishing in the Abacos. You know, you should have excursions going, you know, for bone fishing where some of the locals could be making, you know, money in charters for bone fishing. Just simple things. I mean, nothing, you know, you're looking at, but that's where I think we're falling short.
I don't think we've fallen flat on our face, not short, Roscoe.
Well, yes, okay, you could say that. I just think, you know, looking at it, Naughty, we're always looking at giving these big hotels, cruise ships, whatever, all these concessions. But at the end of the day, is it really benefiting the Bahamian people, you know, in general? It helps with maybe offsetting some of government expenditure, but when you increase your travel budget, that don't help us any, you know.
And the big thing, too, when you look at the tourist product, oh, we had 8 million visitors. Yeah, how many actually impacted and got off and weren't on a private island?
That's what I'm saying. You know, how many actually got off and visited
and spent some money
around Nassau or, you know, wherever, Grand Bahama or wherever you want to, you know. I mean, that's the key there. I mean, Naughty, listen, I'm trying here in Abaco.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you that next. Is, I mean, my phone's lighting up and people want to know. So at some point, we're going to get to it.
Yeah, the lot when I was with Pearly, somebody messaged him and said, tell Thompson he complains too much. I said, you know, it's not a matter of complaining. It's keeping the people in the Bahamas aware of what is happening and continues to transpire with the government turning a blind eye and not addressing and dealing with it. Even though Bahamians might be part of the problem, you can tackle those issues very easily, but because they are politically connected, they will not touch them. That is a problem.
Yep. And that's the big problem that's been part of our problem for the last 50 years. Not only the government said no new taxes, but BPL bill going up is a new tax. Boy, this government too sick. Plus, I even voted for them. Wow.
Naughty.
Look in the mirror and slap yourself, Dexter.
Look, and the text is correct. I mean, we looked at our electricity bill that went from $268 to almost $500. And the first thing I said to myself is, if they'd had this hedge fund in place, would this bill be this high? So why would you get rid of something good that was helping the Bahamian people and keeping, you know, electricity at an affordable rate?
That should have, now, this administration has dropped the ball completely when it comes to BPL from the break. From the intimations on the election trail of free electricity to, you know, to the bungling of the hedge fund where, you know, both we got in. And, of course, Mr. Sears misspeaking. And at this point, you know, the PM leads the nation in misspoken in the House of Assembly.
But what happened when I won't call, but what happened when the previous administration allowed somebody to come in on a flight, you know, during, you know, the pandemic? The opposition asked for their resignation. This opposition, the FNM, asked for the resignation on numerous occasions for some of the ministers, but it's like it's no law.
If it's obvious that the PM is protecting his cabinet, regardless, good, bad, or ugly, he's sticking with him. He's riding it out with him because somebody should have been fired long ago or replaced long ago.
Yeah, or rotate them around, you know?
I mean, Sears should have been gone. I like Mr. Sears or whatever, but he's been thoroughly disappointing this go-around. Thoroughly disappointing, all right? And he should be gone. He should have been fired for his bungling of the BPL hedge fund.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Naughty. Think, you know, you think about it, you got another 3 years. Well, 2.5 years.
And the Texas school, you're saying, sentiment, Roscoe, not Davis, Naughty, he's too weak. This administration has no vision. All they want to do is tax people to death. This is the same administration that kind of silenced or bought out 99% of the free press. Allegedly, Texas. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. I mean, look.
Another one. Naughty, this Perry Christie all over again. Perry Christie 2.0. I mean, you all got the same, well, you all sharing the same sentiments.
Oh, wow. No. I mean, look at the big talk show hosts throughout the Bahamas that disappeared over the last 2 years that were really, I mean, besides yourself and, you know, a couple other, but the big names, you know, I'm not going to call no names on there, but you know who I'm talking about. It's like, you know, what do? Get your ratings up there and get your thing, and then, you know, you use it to badmouth the opposition and to criticize them, and then you get an appointment in a position in this administration, you know, it to me, it is kind of selling your soul.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, when you look at the big picture, we've been doing this hokey pokey for the last 25 years, maybe. In, out, hokey pokey, in, out.
Yeah, I guess the one good thing is thank God for open airways nowadays. You know, one time ago, remember, we couldn't, all you had was Ed Ness and that was it.
Correct.
No. But I can tell you, Inigo, we've been having issues with power over here. I was in Hopetown. I feel sorry for the people in Hopetown, you know.
Yeah.
Every day that I was over there, the power was off sometime. It's amazing. You know, now I don't know what happened in Marsh Harbor, but it's... I guess.
Is it load shedding or just completely out?
It just went out, you know, not load shedding. They would put a schedule up if it was load shedding.
Good afternoon, Naughty. The PRP needs to pay the difference on what the hedge fund would have saved we the people. That was a good idea, but you know that ain't going to happen.
It isn't going to happen.
All right.
Naughty, how can you... In a prime example, I just said it. How can you borrow money and then you pass legislation after the fact that you borrow money and you tell the Bahamian people it wasn't a loan, but you're hit at 5% interest rate? What is that then? How do you describe that?
I'm still trying to figure it out myself. It's more political mumbo jumbo. The math always, you know, when you really sit down to break it down, it's like the math ain't the math.
Have you heard from our attorney general lately, Ryan Pinder?
No.
I guess we don't have no real pressing legal matters that need to be addressed, but...
I guess no news is good news, eh?
Yeah, but, you know, I gotta ask, man, because I don't, you know...
He's been quiet since FTX. He's been silencio since then.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're very quiet.
So let's get to the break, Roscoe. And on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap things up with you and get everybody ready for the news. But, you know, we got some more pressing questions pertaining to Avoca. And yeah, one doesn't bother the shantytown. Is it still growing? Is it still, you know, increasing? Yeah. We want to know. We got a ton of texts pertaining to that. So we'll get to all of that on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. And yeah, Pearly hosted. You're texting me. Listen, you know how this thing go, right? Preddy was like, Naughty, may I have express written consent to host Lang's show? Because, you know, me and Preddy got a deal. You rides with me. I rides with you. But Lang all right with us. So, you know, that's why Preddy filling in this week. So don't look for Preddy to fill in for me this week. I got anything pop off this week, y'all get a replay. Preddy hosting for Lang. Preddy doing big things, man. And for the text who say big time show. Yeah. I know from one big time show to the next big time show, that's where Pearly will go. Now, take me to the break. But Texter, just do me this favor. Go ahead and count up Lang's sponsor and count up my sponsor and see who show bigger. Bye!
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, Refined threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Refined threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 3750.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the can delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
On the Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads, I got a couple of texts, Roscoe. I hit you with them, and then we could wrap things up. Naughty good afternoon to you and your guests. The PM says he supports the PM of Abaco. This PMB administration will never remove or let their ministers resign, no matter how much wrong they do. They believe all of the people are stupid in this country, but we are not. This is the worst administration, Mr. Thompson. All the PLP does is sweep all their wrongs their members do under the rug. They have all their people in place to do that dirty work. It is indeed a sad day, not a new day. Here's another one. Naughty, good afternoon. The PLP need to pay the difference on what the hedge fund would be. Naughty power is always off in Eleuthera as well. It's not just Abaco, not just New Providence, not just Grand Bahama. Eleuthera feeling it too.
Look at
Andros
with that fire.
Huh?
Look at Andros, what was it, 2 weeks ago when they lost
the whole station.
The whole station.
Thank God the oil didn't go up. That would have been, it would have been even worse. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, not the Prime Minister of Abaco, but the Prime Minister is in Belgium for summit.
Yep. I mean, it's just...
I tell the people in all the PM who says he doesn't have a plan, you're wrong. He does have a plan, a flight plan, but it's a plan nonetheless.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, I mean...
Hey, you know, and you go, it's something I said the other day, and I know people might get a little upset with me today on the air to say this, but this is something that I'd like to say to people and think about this hard. Finland was in power, look at Andros. When Hubert Ingram was in power, look at Abaco. When you look at Centerville and look at Perry Christie and look at Cat Island and look at Brave Davis, then come and talk to me about who looked after their island and their constituency.
Correct.
Because I can list a name from the government complex to the clinic to the Leonard M. Thompson Airport to, you know, the new subdivisions in Central Pines to Crown Haven to Cooperstown to Sandy Point, the roads from north to south. I try to put things into perspective, even though as I told the former prime minister, we always didn't see eye to eye, you know, and I did say that in my tribute to him. And I said in true Papa fashion, he said to me, Thompson, come back home to where your heart is. We know you're FNM. You know, but something that my wife helped me out with, and I would say this, because I didn't want to say that he was the best prime minister ever, because to me he was, you know, that we've had so far. But she said something that made it even more true. She said, quote the late Tina Turner, simply the best, better than all the rest. Which puts it in perspective. Look at Nassau. Look at the roadworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I come to this administration and I look and they're talking of how great the economy and how great everything is doing. But is money actually going infrastructure through BPL, through roadworks?
Nassau.
You know, that's vision if you're doing that. If you're not, we're going to be in a world of trouble.
Got a couple of texts for you before we get out of here, Roscoe. Whatever the commissioner come up with, he don't have to worry. The people, he'll send both Bell and the MP for North Abaco parking. I was so disgusted with the FNM, and I prayed and really had high hopes for the PLP and Brave. Worst government ever, and I'm neither PLP or FNM. I am a disappointed Bahamian. And there's a lot of disappointed Bahamians these days, Roscoe.
Yep.
And I don't think these politicians realize what disappointed Bahamians mean. They'll do it for country rather than party. So you need to stop resting on your laurels and, do something before 5 years is up. And if you're the opposition waiting to get in, yeah, this ain't your normal flip-flop ping-pong. We ain't swapping,
And you go... If you get in right now as the government right now, there's a few things you could do that does not take much that could pretty much assure you the government for the next 5 years. It's just
that people don't want to look at that or touch those issues.
No, because it's going to put accountability
bad for business.
on them where they're not going to be able to do the foolishness that they used to, that they were able to get away with.
This administration is just partying and traveling. The PIP believes in oppression. Wow. You're really naughty. I agree 100% with Roscoe. So there you have it. They chiming in. But with this week, we talked to Abaco, and the shantytown situation is still rampant.
It's still there. Naughty, it's mind-boggling. I said it when Pearlie was on. I said it's just mind-boggling, the construction that is allowed to continue to happen.
In addition to that, I'm scratching my head over the video incident that nobody's been charged in that matter. I saw a fight take place. I saw blows being thrown.
Yep. From
all parties should have been, taken into custody over that one.
Yeah.
Still hear no mention of official nationality. I hear no mention of political affiliation, but I do see an investigation going on, and that means feed dragon. And when this administration says an investigation, you know what that eventually means, right? Rug meet broom meet rug, swept under the rug.
Well, think about it. Everything that comes up, like that incident that happened over on Guanaquil.
And when you hear people have political affiliations and you don't want to believe it at first, but then you see it play out like this and it's an investigation, now you must wonder.
But then it takes away from the headlines of the PM doing this or traveling or this minister doing that. So it's kind of like a bait and switch.
Now, which PM? You mean the big PM or the PM for Abaco?
Either one. But you understand what I'm saying. Something else comes up that becomes news, and then we forget what happened 2 weeks ago.
Correct. It goes to the back pages, and it becomes desensitized.
Right. It's rather than them looking at and listening to the chief counselor of that area and having a police officer stationed there, a budget was just done. Does that mean that in their new budget that they do not have allocation for housing for the police officer in Guanaquil? I mean, you have Baker's Bay over there. You have guana grabbers. You have nippers. You have the marina, it'll come to me in a minute. There should be a police officer stationed over there. He was moved a couple weeks ago and has brought back, but there should be accommodations, housing, and it shouldn't fall on the residents.
I agree with you totally, Roscoe, but it keeps falling on the residents. And next week we'll be talking about it and it'll still be falling on the residents.
But when I come on the air and I let people know what's going on in Abaco, people want to say I'm complaining. So you know what? I guess I'll be complaining as long as you have me on every Monday. Maybe next week I'll try to get the chamber, Daphne, and from the chamber on, so she could give an update with, how businesses are, because naughty things are... Businesses are booming and things are moving along over here business-wise. I must say I am very... We still have a few derelict buildings in our town, and it's disappointing. I will not call their names out on the air, but it's disappointing to see that they have not done anything to them yet. And one is a very high-profile family, which is very disappointing. You would think that 3 years after Dorian, or almost 4 years after Dorian, it would be, some of these areas would be cleaned up. They're still right there visible. Even the old government clinic from the government of the Bahamas is right there and has not been cleaned up.
Roscoe, until next week, brother, I hope that, we get some positive change. I hope you call me during the week and say, boy, we got something to talk about Monday, man. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, let me tell you, I'll say this to you. When the PM, we were honoring Hubert Ingram, the former PM, the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, it seemed that the MP for South Abaco, every time somebody would say something, he said, good things are coming, good things are coming. I've been hearing that now for 2 years. Good things are coming. So, you know, I hope that Mr. Pinder lives up to his word and these good things do come, whatever they may be. Maybe the paving of Pelican Shores. The taxi cab drivers don't even want to drive out to the jib room because the road's so bad. You know, so hopefully maybe there is some things in the pipeline.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get to talk about them next week. We got to get to break, man. But I appreciate you, man. Give my best to Abaco, and we'll do it again Monday, man. I appreciate you chiming in as always. All the best. Have a great week. And we'll chop it up again next Monday.
You too, brother. Have a good weekend. God bless the Bahamas, man.
And I hope you all wake up one morning and the shanty down in order how y'all need it to be, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we used to be fairy tales when we were small, man. It could happen. Let's get to the news, Mr. Producer. We'll talk sports on the flip side of the break right here on as the Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Edge continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Tell them the name they say is running the game.
It's time to attend the Michael Scootery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic Game. Nightly at the Home Center, Monday, July 24th to Friday, July 28th. And family night on Sunday, July 30th. 5 p.m. until at the Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium. Featuring all our championship games.
King and his gang.
The Mr. Shipman 3-Point Shootout. The IHOP Slam Dunk Contest. And the game between the clergy versus the politicians.
It's gonna be epic, epic.
Taking the game's mine.
Sponsored by Radio House Outreach. This event is powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. Peace on the Streets 2023.
The Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:12 p.m. is the time. We got Pearly zooming in. We got Pearl in the building. Boy, Pearly, boy. Yeah,
you right here, don't panic. I ain't panicking.
I got to make sure you're okay.
You getting a little nervous, eh, Rachel?
I'm nervous.
It's good to know that I'm loved.
I want to make sure you're there, because normally you guys be talking and who's having me on mute.
I write you, man. What's happening?
Boy, Mr. Producer, you have to get big radio star with us in the sports alley.
I do an autographs at 6.
Boy, Pearly, you on fuego? You on a roll, buddy? Hey. Anyhow, you had a good weekend, man?
I had a pretty decent weekend.
Even though the Dodgers took some Scott skin?
No, we bet 6 in a row and we lost the 7th game. We lost 2-1 last night to the Mets. We took the first 2 from them. We win the series.
Yeah, now I know. Y'all had me out on a parlay the other night, but y'all dagged me last night.
Last night, I didn't expect to win last night. I knew we were going to drop 1. I thought we would have lost the Singer Saturday night.
No, I thought y'all were going to get it yesterday. Like smell blood and just sweep the whole thing. But the Mets booby dropped me.
But no, but I be going into Baltimore, so we got to help you all out a little bit because Baltimore right now is 8-9.
No, Pearly. I know, Lord bless the dead. Frankie the Yankee probably could look down and frown on me, but no, we need this, you know. Yankees need to finish in the doldrums. Every time we do as an organization, the front office does what they need to do and put that product out there. Because when you look at the Yankees, not just the Yankees, you got everybody trying to give you that A game every night.
Yeah.
Some people will be happy with the Yankees record right now. That's a horrible record for the Yankees.
Your problem is you don't have enough. See, you don't have, how to put it? for lack of a better explanation, you don't have a next man up syndrome.
We don't.
Because Judge is gone, the whole team fall flat.
And the pitching that should have been there is not.
You know, Kershaw got hurt, and my pitching does pick up. My rookie gave me a, even though I lost 2-1 last night, Bobby Miller gave me a hell of a 5 innings. I got knocked something better.
Yeah, we got to wait till Rondon get right and so on and so forth. Next year, I don't have a problem with this pitching staff if it's healthy. You know what I mean? But when
you guys, what's the name of? I want to say Severino. I must be watching too much Chicago Fire. Savano or something? What his name is?
Yeah, it's Severino.
It is Severino. Okay. Yeah, he's hurt, right? Oh, he's been playing hurt a lot.
You know, her man can't stay consistent. Throws the perfect game and then gets hit all over the park the next outing.
Yeah, that happens. That's baseball.
Cole is the only thing working for us, and he gives us 11 strikeouts, you know, 2 hits, and we still lose.
The good thing, but he stops bleeding for the most part because you ain't getting the hitting, you know.
And the bullpen sucks. And in true,
from 6 runs a game to 3 runs a game.
And in true Yankee fashion, they're gonna catch fire at some point and make it interesting. You know what I mean? And for what?
But the bottom line is, you're not out of the playoff picture. That's out of the division title right now. 9.5 Oh, but you're still third in second or third.
With plenty of baseball left to play.
Huh?
With plenty of baseball left to play.
Yeah. But those Orioles, I am impressed with those Orioles.
Yeah, they have not gone away. They've been quite resilient. All right, let's check out.
You see what's going on with Arizona, right? 3 in a row they've lost.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and who's in and who's out. But we got to set it off, you know, like we always do with Today in Sports
History. Give me some history.
Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Not too much on this day, on July 17th, not too much. 1941, the longest hitting streak ended when the Cleveland Indians pitchers held New York Yankees Joe DiMaggio hitless for the first time in 57 games. The streak had begun on May 15th, 1941.
Who broke the record?
It hasn't been broken.
Okay.
The closest to it was Paul Molitor.
I thought. Oh no, that was Hershey's who went for those long innings.
Correct.
No giving up a run.
Correct.
I thought Pete Rose missed it by a couple then.
Pete Rose gave it a good run too, like 51 or 52.
Okay. All right.
But I think the closest to it was Paul Molitor. If not Molitor, right. It was Rose.
All right.
And the closest to hit 400, it hasn't been done since Ted Williams did it, was George Brett at 390 in 1980.
Yes.
The Brooklyn Dodgers in 1954 made history as the first team with a majority of black players. 1994, Brazil won a record 4th World Cup in soccer. They defeated Italy 3-2 on penalty kicks.
Yeah.
And your sports quote of the day, how you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after the game, whether you're a winner or a loser. Lou Holtz.
That's
your sports quote of the day. Lou's a good one. Lou could talk on it, man. Lou was a good coach in his time.
He was a brilliant coach, man. He really did well. Everywhere he went, he won.
And surprisingly so, because to be honest with you, you look at him and you don't think he could coach his way out of a wet paper bag.
He had Notre Dame looking good. He had South Carolina looking good.
Yeah, he'd been around and a couple of big prime time schools and then some smaller schools along the way as well. You know, good body of work from Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out the local sports scene, Pearly. Who's in and who's out? It's coming up next. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. But right now, we got to check out the home court. And, of course, it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, you need to check them out. That Independence Whopper off the chain. You definitely want to try that.
It's Independence Whopper. I ain't check it out yet. I can try it.
Independence King. You got the brioche bun. You got the tropical sauce. You got the arugula. You got onion rings, red onions, bacon.
Hey.
White cheddar, flame grilled beef, man, that's off the chain.
I may have to check it because I really ain't feeling air frying today.
And guess what? They got the Independence King feast going on, all right? You got the Independence Whopper, 4-piece chicken nuggets, apple turnovers, king fries, and you get a new 20-ounce guava lemonade, which is off the chain.
And all I need is a little ice cream to throw over the apple pie and I get to go.
Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. It's available for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive through, and delivery with the Craven app. And let's check out the local scene.
Super.
In today's Guardian.
I see the Grand Bahama won the most goals, but New Providence won the most medals.
Yeah, I tell you. And that
Grand Bahama half killed New Providence with 60-plus gold medals and swimming to 30. That's where they beat them right there.
But hold on.
60-plus gold medals to 30-plus gold medals
in
swimming.
Isn't it the overall medal count?
Well, they like it who win. Actually, they really like it one who win the most golds.
Okay.
And then the supplement thing is, but you win more medals. See, New Providence did what New Providence did was New Providence basically won a medal in almost every category. If they didn't get the gold, they got the silver or the bronze. They Grandmama gets shut out a couple of times, but Grandmama did extremely well in swimming. They won this girl, the female, they won the gold medal for the women's softball. My good decent cousin out of Grand Bahama, 13, strike out the nation. But so if you look at it in the argument of who won the most golds, then okay, who got the most first places? That's Grand Bahama. But if you want to say who won the most medals, of course, that's New Providence.
Yeah,
like sea was a lot more parity in terms of competition. Right? Like Eleuthera, oh, that basketball team. Jesus Lord, that was a good team. I saw more parity, you know. I saw Columbus Isles, it was in line for the silver medal, for the gold medal in volleyball men's. Columbus Isles, I think, won the women's gold medal in volleyball. So you saw some parity.
I'm surprised when there's two in basketball with Eleuthera winning in the men's and Exuma and Ragged Island women in the women's.
No, man, Eleuthera had a couple of national team members on the team. Eleuthera had a really good team at Dexter Cambridge, did a really good job of coaching them.
I'm not saying that he didn't, and he didn't have, you know, other teams had national team members on their squads, too. I didn't see Eleuthera getting it done, but he did a great job.
Yeah, he really did a great job. Point. You got a point there. You got a point.
And then, you know, as far as Exuma goes, they came back, man. Big 65-64 comeback victory over the Abaco Survivors. Didn't have Abaco in that final either.
Yeah, that was surprising, yeah.
So it's good to see, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, Abaco had some good teams, you know, even though, you know, they may not have liked certain issues about certain, but they had some good teams.
Yeah, that indeed they did, bro.
Andres won tennis. Did you know Andres actually won tennis? You think New Providence would have been tennis? They did all the tennis courts here.
The Eastern Road is ablaze right now that we did not capture tennis. I'm not happy at all.
Yeah, you know, and of course, Grandmama took swimming. I mean, they beat them. Grandma beat them like 141 to 112 in medals total.
I look into this picture, though, and I believe this is Mr. Campbell as well, standing next to Minister of Youth Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg. And I ain't gonna lie, it looks like a big and small picture because they got the same pose, but just one little smaller than the next. Jomo a little smaller than Mr. Boleg. You know, big and small picture. I ain't gonna lie, I'm having a laugh right now. Same hand pose and everything, Pearly. Did you notice it?
No, I actually didn't. I actually did not notice it. I have to apologize for that.
And, you know, Minister Boleg is a friend of the show, so it's all good. You know, I got jokes for days, and I ain't really making fun of him. I'm more of Mr. Campbell because he looks like a miniature version of Mr. Boleg in the picture. Same pose and everything. And he had on a short sleeve shirt. It could be twins, DeVito and Schwarzenegger. But I digress. You can unmute me now, Pearly, because I know you just mute me when you laugh sometimes, and you want to hear people laughing now.
Yeah, I didn't want to squawk, and then, you know, my neighbor was coming through. Yeah. I didn't want to squawk.
And you host a night show, too, so.
I'm okay. I forget I was on radio for a second.
God. Anyway, Bahamas games, though. Hats off. I mean, we got it back up and running. It had some shortcomings, obviously, but it had been dormant for a while. To see it back up and running and people enjoying it, that's the most important thing. Now we need to enhance the opportunity next time we have it and maximize the full potential of the event. But I think it's back. It's safe to say people are looking forward to another installment of it. Wouldn't you agree, Pearly?
I agree. You remember when you and I spoke last week in reference to the coverage and why they brought some people came back to coverage, right?
Correct.
Well, Lord, you know, they had discussion about that, right?
I tell you, they listen, you know.
What I tried to say is the same people that they brought back to do this Bahama Games are the same ones that did it in 2021, who, 20 years ago, who were young like the ones we have now, and they were given the opportunity. That's all I was making the point on, you know.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm making the point on because, you know, so what you're going to do, and then in 3 years, you can try to bring the same values back again. Then the kids make a mistake if they think they're good. I mean, I saw some really good bunch. I thought Jay Philippe did a decent job on field. Antonio, I think, and Anthony, that's the name. Anthony did a fantastic job. So, you know.
We got a call up, Pearly. Let's get to the call. Let's see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, this is Mr. Yankee himself.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man, listen. I went to the game with Ilutra at Ken Elijah Gym. They were fantastic, man. They came from a, they showed that despite the ball pressure that was that the Buccaneers bought, the Lutherans pineapples say, hey, hold on a minute now, we ain't getting that way.
You just say pineapples?
Yeah, pineapples
with the Lucha, the Lucha pineapples.
No, I know. I just
Yeah, be careful what you say around naughty, brother.
No, yeah. I'm just saying the pineapples. I mean, come on now, you know. Let's go pineapples. You know, you know how many people jump up and get. Let's go Yankees. Let's go pineapples.
Yeah, the Adventures. As a matter of fact, if you really want to look at it, I look at all the uniform and really, Lucha's uniform stands out far beyond all of them. I can be honest with you, not being biased. Now, so the Buccaneers look a little bit more scrappy. I mean, they ain't really look like that. You know, I wasn't impressed with New Providence team in terms of their presentation and uniform attire with the whites at all other different islands, etc. But like I said, Lucha have done well. I think we get some like 28 medals. I think we could have done more. Hopefully in the next game in another 2 years we come back and be strong and better. And like I said, Poyle, you know, we just talk about the 1941 with Joe DiMaggio, 56 game hit in streak, right? And
yes, I just told you
with that prior to going on the show
after
2 o'clock.
Yes.
So you know it is Pete Rose. Out of 46 game in streak that was stopped by one of the Negro brothers.
By one of Phil and Joe Negro.
Right, yeah. One of the Negro guys stopped Pete Rose a hitting streak. He got to 56. He was 10 shy of Joe DiMaggio.
46. Yeah,
that knuckleball was on
that exact number. I can tell you that. You could go Google it.
Rose had 46. Molitor's ended at 39. The two of them came the closest.
I was about to tell you about Paul Molitor.
Yeah, Molitor. I said Molitor and Rose. That's actually Rose and Molitor. Rose had 46. Molitor ended at 39.
Right.
Naughty. And then, you know, Mr. Yankee is a walking sports encyclopedia.
Up there is also George Brett. Despite his 390 average, George Brett hit in about 35 consecutive games. He right up there in the 30s.
Yeah, and guess what? The interesting fact about George Brett, what a lot of people know, that's the only man in history to win a batting title in three different decades, 76, 80, and 90.
That's right.
Wow, that is remarkable because, you know, when you think about batting title, you got to go to one Rodney Rod Carew and all that stuff.
Hey, Rod Carew?
Left out.
Hold on, you got
batting title.
You got Rod Carew that was up there. You got Tony Gwynn. You got Kirby Puckett. You got Wade Boggs. Time there, they're all up there for hitting averages. Back in the day, you had Purdy's guy, Steve Garvey over there with the Dodgers, always a perennial 300 hitter. Another one that a lot of people forget that was a big hit machine too was Cecil Cooper, who used to play for the Milwaukee Brewers. A lot of people forget about him. Was a big time hit machine. Dave Parker, the Cobra, another one. Bill Matlock, both of those Pittsburgh Pirates, big time batting average hit guys.
But Matlock came to the Dodgers for a short period.
But correct.
I also remind Poyle that the Yankees in 1978. One of the most dramatic comebacks in baseball history will always be in the aisles of history. The 1978, when we come back after the All-Star break being 10-plus game out, we can do it. The Yankees can do that.
Yeah. Hold on. Listen up.
I think with baseball, history is always a major part in baseball. Baseball don't change in terms of how you talk about history, but this year, history ain't going to serve you all well.
But listen, I'll be honest with you. That 1978,
I beg to differ that. Despite our shortcomings at the moment, I think the Yankees just need to hang in there, and we go for the stretch drive from the 1st of August. It's stretch time.
From at least one thing I know, you ain't going nowhere. We will have this conversation in September.
All right, we'll have this conversation. And listen, your Dodgers always, remember what y'all did last year? Y'all fail at the most opportune time. So y'all don't have much to talk about if you really want to talk about stability. Don't talk about the Dodgers right now, because they haven't shown that in the last 2 years.
But listen, that 1978 Yankee team, that season they ended up 163, you know.
I know.
And to consider that they ended up tied with the Red Sox after 162 games.
Out of all people, listen to them. Bucky Dent, dramatic home run. No one expected that.
Correct, but hold on.
Ball is gone.
They were managed by three managers. Remember now, Billy Martin started off, went 52-42. Dick Houser took over, lost the game as the interim manager, and then Bob Lemon came on and went 48-20 the rest of the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there, man. Like I told him, Ted Williams only got that because he batted over 400. Because actually the winner that year in 41 should have been Joe DiMaggio, 56 game hitting streak. But they had a toss up with it and said, you know what? This has never happened in baseball history. So we give Ted Williams the MVP. DiMaggio.
Why? Because of the hitting streak?
Yeah, that 56 game hitting streak. That happened the same year when Ted Williams batted 405. 1941.
Boy, listen here, and you watch them, or are you caught up on them?
Ain't that old. Ain't that old. Ain't watch them. He just know. He's a sports.
Mr. Producer, I just sent you something.
I'm a baseball encyclopedia. When I tell people, I tell them Bob Gibson 1.12, the lowest ERA ever in baseball history in 1969. I don't have to look up in the book.
A lot of people don't know that.
you gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
But anyway,
listen, I got some Mr. Producer lining up for you right now, man. Before you go, I can let him play it for you, man.
Okay, I'll be staying tuned.
You got a line up, Mr. Producer? Right there you go. And then we'll go to the break on this, and on the flip side of the break, me and Pearlie will pick it up.
Thank you, sir.
Deep to left. Yastrzemski will not get its home run. A three-run home run for Bucky Dent. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bucky Dent has just hit his fifth home run of the year into the screen. And look at that Yankee bench, led by Bob Lemon. Big Cliff Johnson out there. And a happy Bucky Dent. Yankees now lead 3-2.
My question, Pearly, is how much did Bucky Dent choke up on that bat?
He's holding the bat almost all halfway up at least.
I don't know. Let's check out this call real quick before we get to the break.
Over that ball.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Man,
it's Naughty. This Naughty.
Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I heard you all talking about baseball.
Correct.
You know, that's my sport. And I couldn't get through to you to tell you about Pete Rose, but nonetheless, someone corrected you on that.
Right. It was Pete Rose with 46 and Molitor with 39.
Right. The other one is the highest batting average since Ted Williams. You ever heard of Tony Gwynn?
Yeah, where did Tony Gwynn end at?
His own was 394 in 1994.
All right, well, Gwynn might have passed off Brett with that, 394 to 390. But Brett was holding it up until then, because nobody's come closer to
Brett
it
up. Brett was up until then, but Tony Gwynn now has the
and Brett still,
highest.
And Brett.
The twice highest since Ted Williams.
And Brett still got them three batting titles in 76, 80, and 90. That ain't changed.
Yeah, he still got that. Tony Gwynn got his stash too, you know.
different kind of different eras though, because remember now Brett was winding down when Gwynn was coming in and getting into his
Yeah, but I mean, we're not comparing them as such, but I'm not his stash about titles too.
Yeah, he got his share of Barton titles for sure. But then when you look at it too.
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in on that and let's correct that situation for you.
That's no problem, man.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good. Jeff, you were San Diego Padre.
Okay.
Jeff.
Is he gone? I think we lost Jeff.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
You had somebody who bought 401 over 162 games, but that's over two seasons. Babe Boggs did that from June 85 to June 1986.
Yeah, but that wasn't a season. You know?
Yeah,
I get that. Gwynn was the only other person I think that might have flirted with it, because I remember Boggs had a good run at it too, and then ended up in the 380s.
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know. But Williams, like I say, Williams kind of is like Russell in basketball, different era.
But baseball is baseball, man. You know,
that's true.
Ain't much change in baseball. The only thing changing right now is this, and I guess in the last 3 to 4 years, there's been a significant change in pitching in terms of velocity and the spin on the ball and people using more pitches. Because back in the time, people would use a change-up fastball, curveball. Now you got change-up fastball, curveball, sliders, all kind of different pitches. And fellas get 4 and 5 pitches. So I understand your point on that.
Tony Gwynn, 394. George Brett, 390. Ted Williams, 388. Rod Carew, 388. They were tied for number 3.
Larry
was 379. And then Stan Musial, Stan the Man, 376. Gwynn again at 372. Remember Nomar Garciaparra from the Boston Red Sox. Nomar.
Also a Dodger. Get it right.
Todd Helton, another Colorado Rocky that goes under the radar, 372. And probably the best hitter out of the bunch that we didn't mention, Ichiro Suzuki, also hit 372.
He get a jump out of bed and get a base hit for you.
But when you want to talk about batting titles hitting in Japan and America, Ichiro Suzuki, man, is in the conversation.
Yeah, but I tell you something, though. Shohei Ohtani making everybody forget all about him.
That contract probably can make sure everybody's talking about him.
that brother phenomenal. That guy is phenomenal. I said on the show last week while you were gone that whoever signs him, he's going to get a minimum of $500 million. He's going to get between $500 and $600 because you're getting two players. So you got a Mookie, you got a Judd at $300 million. So you get the player at that level, and you get the player at a Verlander level. So you getting a superstar in both. Either way, you win with him.
Either way.
But that the talk now on him is that a lot of people are saying the Angels won't trade him because they will lose attendance and lose money in there. But if you don't trade him and get a whole slew of players now that could probably help you be ready to contend in a year or two, you're losing everything.
Well, let's get to the break, Pearly, because we got to get to the first break, and we got the actual take-home today. Do you want to hear Rich Eisen urging Yankee fans and the Yankees to trade for Ohtani now? Or do you want to hear Eisen's take on DeAndre Hopkins signing with the Tennessee Hopkins. Titans?
I want to hear that.
You want to hear that Hopkins talking? Yeah, all right, we'll see what...
I didn't go to New England. I am happy.
All right, so Rich Eisen will be taking us home today. All right, DeAndre Hopkins choosing the Titans over the Patriots. The full breakdown, that'll be your final 10 today. We'll take a quick break now, and Pearly and I will be back to wrap it up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back to school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back to school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Bloody Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well,
what a lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Collect. The Bear of the Bahamas is giving you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect. The Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, but
we're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
July 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Some of you guys from earlier, yeah, all of y'all were wrong. It was set off fireworks. All right, set off fireworks. That was your answer. All right, so Pearly, down the home stretch we come, man. We got to look at baseball tonight, man. Major League Baseball schedule, you know? Who we like tonight? Who we got to pick tonight?
Let me know.
I ain't touching that Angels-Yankees game.
Who y'all got? Who pitching?
I ain't touching it. Now, the Royals and the Tigers. I kind of like the Rangers and the Rays. This is a pretty decent game. Rays took a couple out of 2 out of 3 from the Royals over the weekend. Rangers did some damage. I think I got to go with the Rangers in this one tonight. They seem to be the harder team.
No, but you guys, who pitching?
So who on the hill for the Rays tonight?
The Rangers got Dunning tonight. And Tampa Bay get McClanahan.
McClanahan
11-1.
I got to go with the Rays.
Tampa Bay need to win. I
got to go with the Rays. Yeah, McClanahan on the hill. Yeah, I like the Tigers over the Royals.
Okay.
And the Twins and the Mariners, I like the Twins over the Mariners in this one.
Nah, I get it differently. Sonny, because Sonny Gray pitching? Nah, I get it with the Mariners. Gilbert right now, they're sending to be traded, so he can pitch good tonight.
But the Twins been hard at home lately, man.
But they ain't home. They're on the road. Mariners home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mariners lost at home last night, too, though. In games they need to win.
I believe they're going to win tonight.
I like the Red Sox over the A's.
You know, the game I leave in alone. My Dodgers and Orioles tonight. I don't know what to expect tonight.
Yeah.
Not because they got, we got the rookie pitching. Sheena, or whatever.
I like the Guardians to win that one. I like, we'll go with the Orioles over you guys. The Reds and the Giants is a nice matchup.
The Mets can beat the Giants tonight.
I said the Reds and the Giants.
The Reds can beat the Giants tonight.
I like the Reds in that one, too. So if I got to win and come again, I'm going to go with the Orioles over the Dodgers, Reds over the Giants, Marlins over the Cardinals, Rays over the Rangers, Tigers over the Royals, and Red Sox over the A's.
So you pick your Orioles over my Dodgers?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Got to go with the hot hand, man.
Yeah. We, the Orioles, 8 in a row. We had 6 in a row and lost. Okay. Let's see what happens.
Something got to buck up tonight. Something got to buck up, though.
Ooh, let me see. Let me see who we got. Who we got batting tonight? Max Freeman.
I might take the over in that game. The over looks appealing. 7 runs. I think it might go over 7.
My full team pitching tonight. Chris Taylor back off the IL. He had a hit last night. We'll see. I think the Dodgers will win this game tonight.
I might take them at the underdog. You might have talked me into it.
Now, tomorrow night, I ain't too sure. Because Grove pitching for us tomorrow night. Grove just ain't been consistent enough for me.
And then I ain't worrying about
Urias. Urias actually right now making statements.
Well, the islandgame.com is waiting for you. Islandgame.com, you know, and log on, click on to the sports book. We got an awesome sports book there. Many ways to play, many ways to win, and all the sports you can imagine. And don't forget, college football and NFL is coming up. Got to get Eddie Carter in here to talk about that in short order. But yeah.
Eddie brought up my minority shareholders in Island Games because when football season come, I go on them.
Yep. Just keep it quiet, Pearly. Yep. Keep it quiet.
We got time for a quick question.
What's the question?
Who would you think is the best wide receiver in football? Chase, Jefferson, or Tyreek?
Kind of offended CeeDee Lamb isn't in that conversation, but that's okay. Out of those, I got to go with Justin.
CeeDee Lamb in there, too. Throw CeeDee Lamb in there, the four of them.
Justin Jefferson, Minnesota.
He's the only one who got a 99 rating on Martin. That's why you're going with him, eh?
No, he's the one who runs the best routes, has the combination of size and speed, runs the complete route tree, has a great chemistry with his quarterback. You know, Cousins going to go to him 9 times out of 10. He gets open. He doesn't have 2 bad games back-to-back. He's quite confident, came in with a chip on his shoulder because he's one of the last wide receivers taken, but one of the most highly touted in that draft class. I you know, he checks out all the boxes to me, and he's young. I like Justin Jefferson, and then I'll put Tyreek Hill there, but obviously because he's in his prime, but look, you know, he's a little longer in the tooth than the rest. Ja'Marr Chase got to stay healthy, and CeeDee Lamb just needs to continue to ascend. Every year he's gotten better and better and better and better.
Tyreek Hill had 3 different quarterbacks throw to him last year.
Correct. But
I did not skip a beat.
That's fine. I'm saying he's in his prime right now, but out of all of them 4 that you mentioned, the other 3 are young lions rising up. He's a lion right now holding his own. I expect to see him hit the downside faster than them. But as of today, I would just go with Jefferson over Hill for one reason, just the route tree.
All right. Jefferson does run great routes. He sure does.
But
probably have better hands too. But
take nothing away from Tyreek Hill. The cheetah gets it done, period.
And so Chase is not even in the count.
Well, he got to stay healthy. When healthy, he's a monster, but can you do this without Joe Burrow is the question. The last 5 years, you've seen nothing but Joe Burrow.
That's true. That's true.
Everybody else has done it with a different quarterback one way or another.
Yeah, you're correct.
So we'll see how it pans out. But I appreciate you, Pearly. We got to get to the break because we got, your boy waiting to take us home on the final 10.
Rich, yeah.
Rich Eisen with a good conversation today about, Did he hold the DeAndre Hopkins scenario?
And like I say, I'm glad he went there, not New England.
Correct. Anyway, let's get to the break, and Rich Eisen will be taking us home on the final 10. Good stuff. I appreciate you holding it down for me, doing good stuff holding it down for Lang, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow, brother.
All right, brother. See you tomorrow.
All right. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We see you mañana.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC made with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
It's back, the 35th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 17th through 28th, inside Kendall Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., for boys and girls 5 through 18. Sign up your child now at South Bahamas Seventh-day Adventist Office, Tonic Williams Highway, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 17th through 28th, at Kendall Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special appearances by NBA stars, legends, and coaches. The 35th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, it's back!
In the last 2 weeks of the season, trying to make the playoffs with Dobbs. Tannehill's back, people. Tannehill is back. And
is that supposed to be inspirational?
Hold on a second. You could do a whole lot worse than Tannehill, DeAndre Hopkins, and Derrick Henry.
That's true.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you could also do a whole lot better.
I know. I understand
that. Fair. High register.
I understand that. I understand it, but he wanted to get paid, clearly. And the Titans were willing to get him in the neighborhood of Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract. And it appears it's 2 years, $26 million. He can get up to $15 million this year with incentives. And whatever those incentives are, as long as he stays healthy and Derrick Henry provides that rushing attack that we're all expecting him to provide, and Tannehill stays healthy, one would think Hopkins is going to make that money. And the Titans needed him, folks. Did you know, prior to DeAndre Hopkins' agreement in principle and signing, did you know who on the Titans team had the most career receiving touchdowns? Did you know, again, who in the Titans organization, I'm giving hints with the way I'm phrasing it,
talking currently,
had the most currently?
Mike Vrabel.
Correct. The coach.
8 for 8.
And you want to include playoffs? It was 12.
Hey.
Mike Vrabel, the coach, the linebacker, who is Brady's favorite gimmick touchdown maker.
This is not helping your argument.
What I'm saying is I'm saying they needed him. And in the same way that the Ravens needed, to get Odell Beckham Jr. in the fold, not only for Lamar to see that they mean business about changing the way that they're operating on offense while Lamar was still out in the cold, having another voice look into the camera and say, Lamar, come in from the cold, other than anyone in management. and to give the impression to the rest of the free agent world, the rest of the wide receiver world. Guess what? We are not the end of the line here. We are not the place where you go to get no catches. The place where you go to not get yours. We're flipping a script. So we'll pay Odell more than what you think he is worth, because he's worth more to us. Same thing with DeAndre Hopkins and this Titans team. Did they desperately, desperately need him? Now, your point, TJ, is this team with DeAndre Hopkins might just be pouring a glass of wine in their ocean of mediocrity. It's a little glass of water. Just putting in a bucket of water. It just doesn't make any difference. It gets lost. And, you know, the Titans, as you know, and their fan base in Tennessee, they soak in that disrespect. They soak that stuff in. So now the battle is joined a little bit better by the Titans. They can tell their fan base, we're trying to win. They did know they had a problem at that position, and they spent it on the best player available at the position, DeAndre Hopkins. Is he going to be Julio Jones plus? Is he going to be the D-hop that we all have come to know and see? The guy who gets his feet in every single time? The guy who grabs every pass? Can he actually be better than what we've seen in Arizona the last couple of years?
And Rich, can I preface this by saying a lot of this is me being bitter because he didn't sign with my team, so that's why I'm kind of upset.
Right.
You know, but he is everything that we think he
no,
is.
No, and I know, and but you on the Cowboys did not want to or can't, because you know you got to pay some other guys. You can't pay him what the Titans just did. No, and he went to go find a spot where he feels he can win, maybe not win it all, but don't tell that to the Tennessee Titans as they start camp this week. But we as fans looking at it, and we're talking about the AFC East, the way that's constructed with Rodgers in it now, and Mahomes, as we're learning, is the red ass who basically screams at Max Crosby, you messed with the wrong MF-er. You're like, where did that kid come from?
Multiple
well,
times.
He's been there the whole time. Okay. We're assuming Denver's improved. We're assuming Deshaun Watson and the Browns are going to improve. We're assuming the Ravens are going to be better. We're assuming Burrow's going to be Burrow. And
Steelers are going to pick it up.
Right. And you put it all together, and sure enough, boom. The Titans just didn't make much of a difference. They just reshuffled their AFC South deck chair. And I get it. I understand it. They needed him. They got to pay him. And the question is, what happened in New England? Why didn't he go there? Did New England not pony up for him? Did he not really consider them? Were the Patriots just something to go ahead and create a market where the Titans had to pony up? Is that what happened? Did he have no intention of signing there? Was he interested in that? How did the Patriots woo him? What happened? Because they could use him too, unless they're just going to go into the season with their usual, which is opportunistic defense, special teams that makes you make the mistake, situationally smarter than you, running backs for days, and a quarterback who, shrug emoji in year three, we're assuming Bill O'Brien makes him better. Who are you going to be, as we heard last week from Damian Woody on Friday, circling in a defensive meeting saying this guy can't beat you? Is it Juju Smith-Schuster? Is it Devontae Parker? I'll tell you what, if they had DeAndre Hopkins, you'd be circling him. And in this AFC East that is vastly improved, can the Patriot way get them to where they want to go? And that's essentially with DeAndre Hopkins choosing Tennessee and Vrabel and what they have cooking over New England. Is it just the money? Why didn't New England pony up the money if they could have used him? They're not as desperate. Like, for instance, Belichick, as of today, doesn't have the most receiving touchdowns of anybody on the team.
That's funny.
As Tennessee had with Vrabel until DeAndre Hopkins signed. right? So, by the way, anyone wants to know, he's 60 clear of Vrabel in career touchdown receptions, 72-12. Hopkins over Vrabel. But what I'm saying is everything that I just said, can the Patriot way be the way for the Patriots to show they still have what it takes to win a division when you've got Buffalo, the Jets, and Miami having, on paper, for sure, a much more explosive situation than what New England's bringing to the table when they play you in 2023? And if not, is this really a clock that could strike midnight for Bill Belichick in New England? Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.